Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate like it's your birthday with a shot at 100 grand. Listen for Jeff and Jen's $100,000 birthday box and win your free money next at 8:20 on Star 94.1.
We thought we were so done with Sarah, who was staging a friendervention trying to get her friend to admit who the real baby daddy was. We thought we were finished with her, but she called back yesterday with a very important piece of information that we need to know. We didn't get a chance to talk to her because she called in the middle of the show and we had other stuff going on and we tried to, and people were calling something and this and that and whatever. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
But we did talk to her. We're about to share with you her big update, and I will tell you this. Somebody on the show is now Team Sarah.
It's hard to believe, but somebody has swapped from Team Maintain Your Lane to Team Sarah.
Yep. So that is coming up in 30 seconds here on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Don't forget, coming up in 20 minutes from right now, we've got your shot at $100,000. It's Jeff and Jen's $100,000 birthday bucks, and all you have to have is a birthday. If you got a birthday and you're listening at 8:20, we can instantly turn that into $500, maybe $1,000, and maybe even $100,000 in your bank account.
All right, Sarah, on the Jeff and Jen Show for the last time, please tell us what super vital information you have discovered.
Okay, so I get on Facebook and, I am a Facebook creep like everyone is. And I was doing a little deep dive into Namaste's profile.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that he's no longer friends with her.
Hmm.
They used to be friends, and they're not friends anymore. And I, like, double-checked this, and, like, there's no trace of her on his profile and vice versa. Like, there would be, like, a little, like, they would, like, share memes back and forth every now and again, you know?
Sure, like a funny cat doing yoga meme.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But all of that has been wiped?
Downward facing kitten.
Yep, yep.
Huh, so what, yeah, so what does that say to you?
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of suspicious. Like, if you don't have anything to hide, then why did you guys go and, like, delete all evidence of, you know, your relationship online? You know what I mean?
So you think that after y'all talked over the weekend that they then had a conversation maybe, and that maybe she confronted him like, hey, people are starting to talk about this, and they figured it out?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, I never said him by name. Like, I never was like, oh, like, he looks a lot like Namaste. I never said him, you know? So why would she then go and why would they unfriend each other? You know what I mean?
So you think, like, the unfriending happened after the playdate conversation and not years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. It happened really recently. It happened this weekend, like, for sure.
So could you ask her if she's going to, like, almost invite yourself to her next yoga class to see if she's going?
But she could just say, I started with a new person, or I found this new place blah, blah.
That would give more hints. Like, maybe. Not only are y'all not friends, you're not going to the yoga class. Are you going to do that?
I think you could call me, like, I'm not just saying this because this is great radio. But I think at this point you can confront her about him.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can say.
But that's the way to do it. Invite yourself to a yoga class, and if she says no, you kind of bring it up like a, oh, are you not going there anymore?
You use that as the gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga is the gateway to the truth, and namaste.
That's exactly what I want to do. Like, at this point, I'm just like, come on, girl. Just, like, we're friends. Like, tell me what's up. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, all this covert nonsense. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
But you're the one doing the covert nonsense. Like, another...
They're the ones who are sneaking around. I'm just watching. You know what I mean?
No, you're not. You've called a radio station every day for a week to talk about it.
Don't berate her. I want to hear from her again.
I know. I'm encouraging this.
Okay. Yes. What opposite world are we living in?
I'm the victim here, guys. I don't know.
Right. I'm sure you are. Okay. So... Okay. I don't have anything. Now we're getting into a level of, I know how females get with, like, detective work.
I know.
And, like, the recon and the who liked who Instagram photo.
But you got to think about it.
Okay.
So her and her friends get together and they're talking about it. And then they're like, we're going to confront her. So they confront her over the weekend. All the other friends chicken out. And then she laughs about it. And she's even saying to us, like, man, this is my friend. I know she was lying. Something was fishy. And then, of course, you're on Facebook and you're like, well, I'm just going to see, like, what pictures do they have together? And then you don't have any mutual friends anymore. And it's like, wait, you guys, we were mutual friends. Y'all were friends. You used to share memes. And now you're not, right after I have this conversation. Suddenly, it's building. There's a climax here.
So are
we're
you,
hitting it.
Are you now on Team Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, girl. My God.
Call her up. Invite yourself to a yoga session. And when she's like, oh, I actually just started going to this new hot yoga, wherever, I'd be like, what? What happened to Namaste? He's so cute. Girl, I'd have a baby with him.
Yes.
Drop it, girl. Do it.
I just feel like if she's been lying to everybody, maybe including her husband, maybe not, but if she's been lying to everybody, no yoga class is going to make her crack that.
What happened?
This is about their kid.
What happened to Sarah being crazy and maintain your lane?
Well,
don't you remember our friend in Smyrna, Whitney?
Whitney, she
85 blew up. There are no lanes. There are no lanes.
No, she blew off Whitney's advice days ago, week ago.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Well, if this moves along any further, you've got our number on speed dial.
All right.
You dig up any other,
keep you guys posted.
Yeah, if you dig up any other dirt, especially if she confirms it with you, you got to tell us.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
I can't believe, Kelly Cheese, that you have changed sides.
I want to have a glass of wine and watch this go down.
No, she's like, namaste in the drama.
Yeah. I know. Last week I was like, namaste out of this. And no, now I'm down.
Now she's namaste as Kermit sipping the tea.
Yes.
God. Chloe, welcome to the show.
Hi. No. Absolutely not. Please, I would be so upset. And my best friend, I'm supposed to be my friend, is supposed to be like investigating me on Facebook too. Like, seriously,
the deep dive.
That is stay in your lane. That's none of your business. Whatever is happening with that family, let them deal with it on their own. Like, you're so nosy.
Alicia in Buckhead.
Oh my God! Can we please save the eggs for the vision for Sarah? Can we do that? Because, oh my God, of her business, so what? They're not friends on Facebook anymore. Everybody's talking, hey, let's unfriend because this is too much. I don't want to ruin my family. Oh my God, Sarah, leave them alone.
Have you even thought of that, Cheese?
Okay.
I don't even know you anymore.
Okay.
Wait.
All right, look.
Wait.
I have thought of this, okay? But now I'm hooked. It's like when you watch that show that everybody's like, oh my gosh, did you watch that show? Because everybody's like, did you hear about Sarah from the Jeff and Jen show? And you're like, yeah, look, it's episode 3 and I just can't catch on to why this girl's so crazy. And then episode 4 happens. And it's like, oh my God, I kind of click with the crazy a little bit. I'm clicking with crazy.
It's, you know what it is? It's like every Netflix show that people tell you to binge watch. Like, whatever the new one is. Like, oh, you got to watch Orange is the New Black. Oh, you got to watch Home. Oh, you got to watch House Coach. Oh, you got to watch it. And you watch the first episode and you're like, nah, I don't really get it.
Yeah.
They're like, just give it 3 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But you can't.
I'm binge watching Sarah right now.
Well, there's no reason for her ever to come on this show again. Now she's just thirsty. She's gotten a little bit of attention, yes. Right? Got a little bit of attention. She probably had a couple friends go, "Did you hear me this morning? I was on the radio." Yes. And now she's just she's thirsty for the spotlight. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Sarah's a whack job.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I just have to say, it's the Jeff, Jen, and Sarah show.
No.
She's crazy, Jeff. I totally am on your side with her. First of all, let's back up. Yesterday, or whatever day she started with this story and calling in.
Right.
Every detail was so labored that I don't even think the play date happened. Mm-hmm. And then she got all the attention and everybody was talking about her on your Facebook page. And now she couldn't get on yesterday, so the hype was even more today, right? Mm-hmm. So she gets on today and everything is fishy today, too. Every detail that she talks about is like completely thought about.
Let's ignore her for a week and I bet we get a message with it.
Right.
The subject line is all caps and it's, "I'm the father of my friend's baby."
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. I'm the yoga instructor. Yes.
Okay, Amy, you might be the last call we take ever on the Sarah situation.
Awesome. Her husband could have easily said, "Delete this man." I've said it to my husband. My husband probably said it to me a long time ago. Easy as that.
So her husband may have heard, like, she could have gone home from the play date and said to her husband, "You're not going to believe all this crap that's going on." And her husband goes, "Well, just cut yourself out of it. How close are you with the yoga dude?" She's like, "I don't know.
Not even. It could have been the meme. Why are they doing memes back and forth?" Her husband could have gotten mad about that.
Oh.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because they were a little flirty on social media, which takes me back to Sarah's point that this might be his baby. Okay. It might, look, okay. I'm trying to.
My husband is.
It is fun to watch, like Kermit sipping the tea.
Yes.
It is fun to watch. All right. I think we're gonna let it go. I think we're done with Sarah for now. We're forever.
Unless she finds.
No.
I'm gonna be low key hanging out with her on the side. I'm gonna come in here and be like, "Y'all, guess what?
All you need is a bottle of rosé.
Yes.
You can get her to sing like a bird."
All right, we got a chance at $100,000 coming up here in just a few minutes. JP, what are your plans for lunch today?
I'm going to be at Publix from noon to 2 at the Briarcliff Shopping Center. So if you're around kind of that North Druid Hills area, Brookhaven, come say hi.
Perfect.
Let's eat.
Now I'm craving me a Publix sub.
Oh, man, they're so good.
God, why are they all so good?
Because of the meats and the breads and the sauces.
I was so hungry until you said meats that creepy way.
Just like the way you say meat snacks. I had the meat snacks.
I want some meat snacks on a roll.
Still ahead this morning with Jeff and Jen.
All right, $100,000 could be yours, but you have to have a birthday and you have to be listening next.
Yeah, if you've got a birthday, check. Yes. Okay, good. Listen, in about 9 minutes, we'll give you a month. Born in that month, we'll turn it into $500 just like that.
We'll do it next.
WSTR-FM and HD1 Smyrna and WQXI Atlanta. Thanks for waking up with the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.